The belief is that Google and Facebook are platforms which you control in order to discover information or connect with better understanding of something of interest or people of interest. Even billions of people have enthusiastically embraced these platforms, safe in the belief they thought that they are in control. Well, what have you learned that it was those platforms which are at least trying to control you? What would your level of enthusiasm be then? Okay, you want proof? There's a new documentary out this week which offers proof of just how Google and Facebook manipulate what you see in order to influence you to a desired position, conclusion, or action. The film is The Creepy Line. Joining us now is the director, Matthew Taylor. How are you today, sir?
I'm fantastic and happy to be here.
And the website, you can watch the trailer, find out where it's playing near you, thecreepyline.com. Now, pretty much is the score, though, Matthew. We think as users and content providers, in a way, that's what a user is when you get down to with Google and Facebook, that we're the masters of the domain, but it's quite the opposite.
Absolutely. You know, in the past, you would go to an Apple or a Microsoft and you'd buy a product. You'd buy Windows, you'd buy an iPhone or a computer. Nowadays, with Google and Facebook, they actually don't sell anything, and we are the product. Our data is the product that they sell to advertisers. In some instances, they'll sell it to governments and other places that we didn't sign off on. So that's the new paradigm that we live in. We are the product.
And certainly it's something we've, at least if you have some sort of tech savviness about you, you expect it. Like, well, I'll lay it out in front of you right now. On my website, you see ads on the side. That's based upon where you, the ads you see are based upon where you have gone on the web in that browser shopping, at Walmart, buying silver from a company, whatever the case may be. And you'll see ads relevant to that because obviously I want you to see ads and you'll click on them and, you know, people make a buck and you get something you want. But with Google and Facebook, they've taken the past ads. Now it's what you see in content, in news and information.
Absolutely. You know, look, advertising has always been advertising. Advertising goes back hundreds of years. Everybody needs to sell things and motivate the economy. And the difference is you know it. You're aware of it. I see the ads. It is my choice to pursue the product. The difference with a Google and a Facebook is that they can sway your opinions without you knowing anything, right? And that is inherently built in how they manipulate information and what they choose. They get to choose. We don't get to choose to show you. And so I think in the past, again, I could pick a Honda. I could pick a Toyota. I could pick these things. I know it. I cannot engage if I don't want to. Now, we don't have that firewall with the technology anymore. It's integrated into our environment to a point where you can't just leave it. And so they are constantly shifting things. And one thing is you have advertising and products that they're pushing. Where it becomes very nefarious when you cross the creepy line is when it moves into things like undermining democracy by pushing specific points of view, candidates, and so on.
For example, it's something, this will be oversimplifying, but it gets more detailed than that. If you're doing a search for U.S. Senate, just as a general search, and the only results you continue to see are news outlets or news stories from, let's say, New York Times, Mother Jones, and you don't see anything from Fox News, Newsmax, Weekly Standard, that's one of the ways a user could be influenced.
Absolutely. And in fact, it's an interesting kind of conundrum because Google's search engine is inherently biased. And there is a certain extent where we do want to bias. So the example we use in the film is if I'm looking for, you know, what's the best dog food, it's going to search all the dog foods. It's going to choose the dog foods. So that is a bias. And then it will put them in an order. That is another bias. And so that ordering and that choosing is inherent, and we do want that, right? We do want to know, you know, what's the restaurant that's closest to me, and we want the restaurant that's closest to me to come up. But the problem comes when there's no absolute answer. If I say, well, what's the best candidate? Well, at that point, there's no absolute answer, but it will make a decision, and it will put them in an order, and that will inherently shift your opinion. It is built into the architecture of the engine. And the question is, who writes the engine and who thinks those things should go in this order, and who thinks, you know, if they drop the page too, you may never see them. And so that is where we are moving into a murky area where we really need transparency to know what people are doing, these people in these companies, and what is their perspective, and are we really getting the best results? Because dog food and music services and cars are one thing. Candidates, perspectives, you know, and activism is a completely different thing, and it can really hurt democracy in the end.
So Matthew Taylor, who is the director of The Creepy Line, it's being released this week. You can find out where it's playing near you and see the trailer as well at thecreepyline.com. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Is it, we're always preached about how the algorithms of Facebook and the algorithms of Google, they're the driving force, but they're probably more top secret than anything the Pentagon has embraced. How is it possible to expose, other than through superficial experience, intent of these two platforms?
Well, that is the $64 million question. I mean, you know, these are, you know, private companies. And, of course, you know, the idea of regulation and thing, you know, towards these companies is always a sticky area and an area that people are afraid to approach. But the thing is that if they are, in fact, working in this way in any kind of election, right, if they are electioneering in any way, you know, they are now leaving the private company zone and entering the public money zone. So, for example, if Facebook sends out, you know, hey, go out and vote, but it only sends it to certain people, that has a dollar amount, and that falls under federal regulations for elections. You know, you wouldn't want that. You have to be transparent in these things. And so what we are at the very early stages of trying to understand what is this kind of relationship between private and public companies. And then if a company controls 90% of search, is, you know, does that leave that realm? Do we have to look at a completely different frontier of how we judge these companies? Because, you know, these aren't like the classic Standard Oils. These are not assets that you can just, you know, move around or break apart. You know, this is proprietary engineering, and it's very complicated. You know, you also have to have the brain power to actually look at the algorithm and understand what it does. And, you know, and that is, these are talented people. You know, they've really created something quite amazing and wonderful when it's used in the context of furthering humanity. But the thing is that, you know, if they have a motive that we don't know, I mean, it can undermine, you know, that the entire society. So ultimately, you know, I think that we're in the early stages, you know, and these are complicated, you know, answers that I don't think we particularly have fully, you know, realized at this point. But this film is hopefully going to start the conversation and make people more skeptical and aware of what's going on as this conversation is happening with our government, with these companies, you know, and also all over the world.
And simply don't blindly accept what you see in front of you as the end-all, be-all.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, I'm the tail end of Generation X. And so, you know, I come from a generation of no cell phones and then cell phones and no technology and the technology. And, you know, we're more skeptical than the millennial generation. And nothing's free. So if I get a free email, you know, what does it cost? There's a real cost. There's a monetary cost. There's an engineering cost. But there's also kind of the cost of, like, what did I give up for that free email? I gave up my data. There's a price. And the crazy thing about this entire topic is we all bought into it. We signed up. We opted into this agreement voluntarily. You know, this totalitarian company agreement. We opted in, we signed up, we took the free email, we took the free services, we took the free Google Maps. And in my opinion, it's a cost that's not worth paying. My data is not worth, you know, or my data is worth more than a free email or being able to get to Starbucks easier.
Or as I said shortly before, too, you're not a user on these platforms, you're an unpaid content provider, and they're the ones making the money off of you. It's interesting revelations that you will see in the Creepy Line. TheCreepyLine.com is where you can find out where the film is playing near you, watch the trailer, learn more, become more active, too, in your personal treks in those and other platforms, too. It's not limited to Google and Facebook. The Cafe Press is an online store operation, and I know they took one of my designs down, which was simply the text of the Second Amendment. They consider that to be hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not what they allow you to see simply. It's what they are preventing you from seeing. That's a whole other side of the equation. But again, The Creepy Line is a film that's going to be certainly a wake-up call and help you become more aware of what you're facing as you venture out into the internet. TheCreepyLine.com, the website, the director, Matthew Taylor. Matthew, thank you for making this film possible in every way that you have. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it deeply.